Speaking in Hobbs, New Mexico, Governor Romney outlined a plan that he says would make the country energy independent by 2020. It calls for more offshore oil drilling and the construction of the stalled Keystone Pipeline linking the U.S. with the Canadian oil sands. And in the West, Romney wants states to take over most of the oil and gas permitting process on U.S. public lands because he says the federal system is too slow.
In North Dakota, it takes 10 days to get a permit for a new well. In Colorado, it takes 27 days. That's to get on state land a permit or private land. But do you know how long it takes the federal government regulators to get your permit on federal land? On average, 307 days.
Western-based oil and gas companies who have been at odds with the Obama administration praised the plan. But former Denver mayor and current Obama campaign co-chair Federico Pena says under the president, oil production is already at a 14-year high.
And by the way, these are very much the same plans that failed under the Bush administration and will not get us to energy independence.
The two campaigns have sparred lately over renewable energy and in particular the wind production tax credit, which has garnered bipartisan support from Colorado's congressional delegation. President Obama wants it extended while Mr. Romney says he'd end it. Uncertainty over its future has led to sizable layoffs in the past week at wind plants in Colorado and Iowa. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.